And welcome back to KNDY. We're now joined by Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marysville Bulldogs. Coach, you entered tonight's game 3-0, winning by an average of 23 points each ball game. So far, how do you think the boys are doing, and what are some of the things that you'd like to see get better as the season moves on?
You know, for the most part, our guys are playing pretty hard. We need to pick up the pace and practice a little bit, you know, at times. But for the most part, the guys are playing hard. We a lot of little things to clean up, spacing offensively, reversing the ball. I mean, there's just a lot of little fundamental things that we're doing poorly. As a coach, that's on me. I need to integrate that more into practice. I had a principal tell me one time, you know, when you're coaching junior high and high school kids, you have to assume they know nothing. Don't ever assume that they know something or they're good at something. You have to teach them everything. And we're doing a poor job V-cutting and getting open and reversing the basketball. It's something that, as a coach, that falls on me. I've got to stress that more in practice, and we got to work on that more. You know, defensively, most people think ball goes in the post, the guy scores, or we foul or whatever, that's all on the post. Well, it's on the post, but it's also on backside help and pressuring the basketball and those types of things. So there's a lot little things we need to clean up, and guys are overall doing well, but we still have a long ways to go.
Tonight, you host 2-0 Concordia. What do you expect to see out of them, and what will your boys need to do to get to 4-0?
You know, they got some good guards that have some varsity experience, and they got some big boys in the post, 6'5", big old kids. So, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us. You know, last year we went to their place on the first time we played them, and they snuck up and got us. And we have to come, you know, mentally prepared and play as hard as we can for 32 minutes. Tonight won't be a walk in the park, that's for sure. We have to come ready to go.
We're speaking with Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marysville Bulldogs. Coach, good luck.
Thank you, sir.
That's Marysville Bulldog head boys basketball coach Scott Brown here on KNDY.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. We don't have what you're looking for. We'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
Have you thought about propane yet? Have you thought about Kramer Oil? Don't get left in the cold. Keep your house and shop toasty warm with propane from Kramer Oil. Get a discount on your first order, and Kramer Oil provides convenient auto payments and level billing options. One call does it all. Pre-book your propane now. Fuel, oil, and now propane from Kramer Oil. Our family serving your family since 1976.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Marysville High School as we're just about ready to get things underway here in game number 2. It's the boys' turn in a battle of undefeated teams, 2-0 Concordia and 3-0 Marysville. Let's go ahead and take a look at your starting lineups. Visiting team, the Panthers of Concordia, will start 5'4 senior Zoe Bouchard. Hannah Agree. Let's try that again. Let's take a look at the girls. Let's see, those names look familiar. Like Nick Fingery, a 5'7 senior. Wyatt Trost, a 6'2 senior. Kev Holdren, a 6'2 junior. Tyler Holdren, a 6'4 junior. And 6'6 senior, Chase Parker. For Marysville, it's 6'2 senior Zach Kalin, 6 foot senior Gavin Mitchell, 6'2 senior Briar O'Neill, 5'10 senior Jackson Reeder, and 5'10 senior Ben Kirkland. According, as I said, 2-0 on the year. Very similar scores in both their ball games. They defeated Republic County 44-33. Then they upped their average by a half point by scoring 45 and giving up 33 to Smoky Valley. Marysville coming in with a 3-0 record. They defeated Clay Center 64-40 last Friday. And then they defeated they defeated Valley Heights 60-35. And in the season opener, they defeated Sabetha 62-42. It'll be Concordia ball to start things off here in the ball game. Wyatt Trost with it for the Panthers on the left side of the timeline. Now he'll go over to Colgren. Colgren has it taken away, and Kirkland's going to take it, and he is fouled. So he'll go to the line. Colgren picks up the first foul of the ball game, and Ben Kirkland at the line looking for the first points of the ball game, and we'll have to wait for the second shot as he rims that one in and out. Kirkland, second shot is up, and that one's from the rim and no good. Henry with a ball for Panthers. A bounce pass over the right side to Trost. Trost gets it up top, drives the lane, and he'll scoop it up and in. Cornyn gets on the board first, and it's 2-0. Briar O'Neill along the sideline. Heschel with it. Raider in the corner to Kirkland. Bounce pass to O'Neill. He'll drive in the paint. Kicks it out. Three-point shot on the way. In front of the rim, no good. Heschel was open. Just hit the rim. Vignery with the ball. Crosses midcourt. Trost now with it. Left side over to Colgren. And what do we got here? We got a whistle. Looks like it's going to go against Concordia. Tyler Hovrock will pick up his first. It was away from the ball. I didn't see it. Pichel with it for the Bulldogs. Goes to the top of the key to Rainer on the right side. Right back to Pichel. Now to the left side to O'Neill. Pump fake. Dribble penetrates. Little floater. Rims in and out. No good. Fight for the rebound. Still loose on the floor. And we're going to have a jump ball. And the possession will stay with the Bulldogs. Jackson Raider will inbound it underneath his own basket. Looking. Flip it up over to Gavin Pichel. Pichel holds near the volleyball line. He'll direct traffic, comes around to his right. In the corner to Briar O'Neill. Along the baseline, in the sideline, in the corner. Back out over to Kirkland. Right back to Pichel. Dribble penetrates, so scoops it up in the lane. Shot no good. Rebounded by Colgren. Colgren then has it knocked away by Pichel. Fight for it. I think Hamilton would be called for the foul, and he is. It's his first. 6:20 to play here in the first quarter. Concordia on top, 2-0. Trost inbounds it on the other side to Hobart. Hobart down to Colgren. Colgren dribbles backwards. Drives near the sideline on the left side. Goes up top over to Vignery. Vignery dribbles. Now bounce pass to Trost. Trost dribble penetrates. Scoops up in the lane. Goes out of bounds. But from my angle, I couldn't quite see, but I think Gavin Pichel knocked it out. It's going to stay Concordia ball. Kev Colgren underneath on the baseline. Inbounds it to Parker. Parker's pass is going to be tipped. Nope, it's going to be Marysville ball. I thought maybe O'Neill got a piece of it. Brett Williams in the ball game. Hafley comes out. Jackson Raider inbounds it to Gavin Peasel. Peasel kicks it out in the corner to Kirkland. Kirkland along the sideline, back out over to Peasel. Peasel to O'Neill. Breyer dribbles to his left, still with a dribble. Bounce pass to Raider. Raider to Kirkland in the lane. Kirkland is going to be fouled on the floor, I believe, by Tyler Holbrook. That'll be his second. Jackson Raider will inbound it on the baseline, gets it into Kirkland. Kirkland now over to Rhett Williams. Williams back to O'Neill. O'Neill on the sideline, back out to Raider. Long three on the way. Back of the rim, bounces up high, fight for the board. Williams comes up with it. Pump fake, has it knocked away. Still loose on the floor, a fight for it. And O'Neill comes up with it. We got a whistle here. I'm not seeing a timeout called, so it looks like we're going to have a foul. It's on Colgren. That's his second. So Colgren and Holbrook with two fouls each. Eason Cash in the ballgame for the Panthers. O'Neill looked inbound. Gets it into Kirkland. Quickly takes a three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Trost. Trost down the floor over to Colgren. Colgren, now he'll dribble to his left. Kirkland tries to knock it out. Trost gets it, drives baseline, rattles around, and falls in. So Wyatt Trost with 4 points, all 4 points for Concordia. The Panthers lead it 4-0 with 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Jackson Raider with the ball, one dribble, kicks it out over to Peachel. He'll pull up for three. Good. Gavin Peachel hits the three and gets Marysville on the board. They trail it by one. Colgren dribbles around the left side near the sideline. Out the free throw line to Cash. Pulls up. Shot. No good. Bounces around. Brett Williams with a rebound. Williams hands it off to Peasel. Peasel up the floor. He'll go to the top of the key. Kicks it in the corner to Kirkland. Kirkland, one dribble to Raider. Raider dribbles to his right. Over to O'Neill now in the baseline. Cross-court pass to Raider for three. Left side. You bet it. Raider. And Marysville with back-to-back three-pointers. They take the lead now 6-4, 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. Vignery now with a ball for the Panthers. Over to the left side to Colgren. Colgren up top to Trost. Trost dribbles. One dribble. Back out over the right side to Vignery. Vignery dribble penetrates. Pump fakes near the block. Did he go a little too much? Well, doesn't matter. A three-second violation is called on Concordia. Peyton Smith into the ballgame. And Concordia will take a timeout. 3:56 to go here in the first quarter. Marysville on top, 6-4 here on KNDY.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
56 to play here in the first quarter. Marysville on top 6-4 after back-to-back trays by Gavin Peasel and Jackson Raider. Rhett Williams inbounds it to Peasel. Gavin jogs the ball up the floor. He'll cross midcourt, goes up near the top of the key, still with a dribble, now picks it up over to Williams, quickly into Raider. Raider left side, cross-court pass over to Peasel. Peasel for three on the wing, shot off the mark, rebounded by Parker. And I looked down to see who it was, and I got a feeling Williams knocked it out of bounds because it stays with Cordy Ball. Yeah, admit, not looking. I looked down to see who 45 was. Vignery now with the ball. He'll lob it underneath to Parker. Parker underneath the basket puts it up and in. We're tied now with 3:27 to go here in the first quarter. Not enough at six. Kirkland with the ball. Now over to Peasel. Gavin. Right corner. Now left corner to Williams. Near the baseline to Raider. Back over to Williams. Williams dribbles. Kirkland swings it over to Gavin Peasel. Dribble penetrates. Kicks it back out to Williams. He'll pull up for three. Shot in and out. No good. Fight for the rebound. And I think Peyton Smith's called for the foul. And he is. That's his first second foul on the Bulldogs. tied at 6 with 3:04 to play here in the first quarter. Vignerini with the ball on the left side of the timeline now. He'll bring across midcourt, dribble to the left along the sideline, picks up his dribble. Going to go cross court, over to Trost. Trost near the top of the key. He'll drive in the lane, and Brett Williams stood his ground to try to take the charge. Instead, he's going to be called for the, oh no, it is an offensive foul. Oh, it's on Raider. Well, for those watching on BBTV, either you're as confused as I am or realize I completely missed something. Peschel drives the lane, and we're going to have a foul in the bucket. It's good. I kind of hesitated because I wasn't real sure if Peschel was going to be called for the offensive foul, but Gavin instead is going to go for the line looking for the three-point play. On Vignery, and that's his first. Peschel's free throw is good. So he's got the three-point play at 6 points. Jack Lauer will check into the ballgame. A little bit of a trap here put on by Marysville. Trost gets it across into Vignery. Underneath to Parker, and Williams grabs it, but Rhett was, as he was trying to take it away, steps out of bounds along the baseline. So it'll be Concordia ball. Marysville leads it 9-6, 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Alavis to Trost. Trost squares, dribbles to the right, backs it up a little bit near the center circle. Over to Vignery. Vignery comes around beyond the three-point line. Now over the left side to Colgren. Colgren drives the lane. Too hard, no good. Fight for the rebound. Rhett Williams comes up with it. He was knocked the ball out of his hand a little bit, but I think he was also afraid of being called for the travel. And Concordia comes up with it, and Jason Cash pulls up from about 8 feet, puts it up and in. 9-8, Mary's little lead 2 minutes ago here in the first quarter. Lauer pulls up for three, shot no good. Vignery coming back the other way for Concordia, 1:50 to play here in the first quarter. Cash drives, dumps it underneath to Parker, puts it up and in. And Marysville head coach Scott Brown not happy with that as Concordia takes the lead. 10-9, Rhett Williams the ball, left side now. In the corner to Lauer. He'll pass it in to O'Neill, gives it right back, pulls up for three, shot no good. Tracks down the rebound, saves it from going out of bounds, but it goes into the hands of Trost. Trost down to Cash. Cash, no good. I think O'Neill got a piece of it. And then Cash gets it right back, puts it up and in. 12-9, Marysville trails it with 1:12 to play here in the first quarter. Ben Kirkland dribbles to his right. Now goes left to Jack Lauer. Williams, bounce pass to O'Neill. O'Neill in the paint, turns, pump fake, up, no good. Battles for the rebound. Smith comes up with it. We got a whistle here. That was going to be on Colgren. That's his third. Peyton Smith out. Gavin Peschel back in. Jackson Rayner's going to the scores table. He'll check into the ball game. Easton Atwood in the game for Concordia. 54 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Marysville trails it 12-9. Jackson Rayner going to lob it to Williams, but he's going to be fouled, I believe, by Atwood. Atwood or Cash? It's going to be on Cash. That's his first. So Rhett Williams at the line. 1-1 situation here. Free throw is up and no good. Parker with a rebound. 12-9 Concordia. They've got the lead and the ball with 46 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Trost is going to be fouled by Ben Kirkland reaching in trying to knock it free. That's his Spurs. No shooting. Vignery with a ball. Brings up cross midcourt. Cash now with it. Pass over to the right side to Trost. Trost drives near the block, puts up a shot, rims in and out, no good. Williams with a rebound. 27 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Peschel quickly out over to Raider for three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Vignery. Vignery, he'll hold. Bounce pass over to Trost. Concordia may play for the final shot of the quarter. They're on top, 12-9. Trost still with the ball. Now the cash. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Into Parker. Has it taken away by Pichol. Pichol at the top. I don't think he got it off. It wouldn't have mattered. It didn't make it. At the end of the first quarter, Concordia on top, 12-9. You're listening to high school basketball, KNUI.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again, if you enjoy being part of a team, if you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Parker with the ball for Concordia puts up the shot. No good. It's going to go out of bounds. So it'll be Marysville ball. 12-9 is your score. Trost, Cash, and Parker all with 4 points for the Panthers. Kevin Pichol leads the way for Marysville with 6 points. Jackson Ray with the ball. He's going to drive baseline, pulls up near the block. It's short. Trost with a rebound. Trost bringing the ball up the floor. He'll lead his way through near to the free throw line over to Cash. Cash spins in the lane. Little too much spinning. Yep, traveling is called. But Gavin Pichol is the leading scorer for Marysville in the first quarter with 6. Jackson Raider with 3. No free throw attempts for Concordia. Marysville 1-for-4. Jackson Raider with a ball. Left side. Now with Ryan O'Neill near the volleyball line. Bounce pass to Pichol along the sideline. Pichol, one dribble back to O'Neill. Left now to Kirkland. Quickly over to Raider. Jackson. Cross court pass to Ryan O'Neill. Now to Pichol. Up top to Kirkland for 3. Rims in and out. No good. Rebounded by Cash. Either Williams or O'Neill fall for the foul. According to his reaction, I think it's going to be, I think Breyer thought it was on him. Brett Williams called for the foul. That's his first. Inbound to Trost. Trap. O'Neill trying to get a piece of it. Trost with the ball. Now to Cash. Cash. Lobs it underneath to Parker. Parker up and good. Chase Parker, the 6'6 senior, with 6 points. His team on top, 14-9. Marysville with the ball. O'Neill. Left side to Pichol. He'll pull up for 3 and drains it. Pichol with 9. That's his second 3-pointer of the ball game. 14-12, Marysville trails it, and back-to-back travels on Concordia. Ace and Cash called for walking. And we have a whistle here. It looks like we're going to have a sub. O'Brock. He's got 2 fouls. He got those fairly early. He didn't see a lot of them towards the end of the first quarter. Marysville with the ball. They trail it 14-12, 6:07 to play here in the first half. Raider Olga O'Neill along the sideline on the right side. Cross-court pass to Pischel. Pischel dribble penetrates on the block. Shot no good. Bounces around. Victory with the rebound. And that should be traveling, and it is. He came down and a little bit of a traffic jam with Hobrock and Peyton Smith. And Victory came down and went all the way down to the floor. So he's called for the travel. Marysville will get it back. Inbound to Peyton Smith. Quickly over to Gavin Pischel. Now the left side of Rader. Rader to Kirkland. He'll drive baseline near the block. Kicks it out over to Pischel. Gavin dribble penetrates. Back out to Rader for three. Back of the rim. No good. Fight for the board. And O'Neill is going to be called for the foul going over the back of Hobrock. And Pischel will pick up. Oh, that's on Smith. Peyton Smith picks up his second. I guess I didn't wasn't really paying attention to Peyton. I was watching Ryder Neal, and he was over the back. So that's two fouls that he thought he probably got because he reacted like he got one, too. Victory with the ball. He'll drive into the corner. Now goes into Hobrock. Hobrock is going to be called for the travel. 5:24 to play here in the first half. 14-12, Concordia with the lead. Gavin Pischel over the left side to Rader. Rader in the corner to Lauer. Now right back over to Kirkland. Kirkland to the right side. Now left to Jackson. Over to Lauer. He'll pull up for three. Shot no good. Rebounded underneath by Ben Kirkland, and he'll put it up and in. He's got 2 points. And we're now tied at 14 with 4:52 to play here in the half. Underneath to Parker, and then we're going to have a foul here on. Is that going to be on Peyton? Yep. That's his third foul. Chase Parker with 6 points at the line. 1-1 situation here. Free throw is up, back of the rim, bouncing around. Peyton Smith fighting for the ball. Finally, Kirkland gets it, and then Kirkland is going to be fouled by Hobrock. That's the seventh foul, so it'll be a 1-1 situation here for Ben Kirkland. Zach Haefeli back into the ballgame. Peyton Smith will catch a breather. Ben Kirkland, 2 points. He's 0-for-2 from the line. Shot is up. Ben, he'll hit it. Marysville takes the lead now with 4:46 to play in the first half. 15-14. Kirkland looking to give them a 2-point lead and cannot do it. Front ends it. Rebounded by Cash. Cash now over to Victory. Victory brings it up across midcourt. Still with a dribble. Comes around to the right side. Now picks up the dribble. Looking in. Now over to Trost. Trost near the top of the key. Now he'll dribble. Into the lane. Floater up. Back of the rim. No good. Pischel with a rebound. Gavin pushing the ball up the floor quickly. Bounce pass to the right side to Lauer. Shot no good. Rebounded by Parker. Cash now up the way. Over to Trost. Trost lobs it. Underneath, and Parker will put it up and in. He's got 8. And Concordia back with a lead, 16-15. Jackson Ray rode the ball, 4 minutes to play in the half. Pischel pulls up for 3 and hits it. Gavin Pischel with his third three-pointer of the night. Gives Marysville a 2-point lead, 18-16. Trost might have got away with a little forearm shiver into Cash. Nice spin move on the left side. He's in out, no good. Rebound looked like it went off of Cash's foot, and it did, and it's Marysville ball. Ryer O'Neill back into the ballgame. Gavin Pischel will get it with 3:42 to play in the half. Bulldogs on top, 18-16. Pischel with it beyond the three-point line. Dribbles around to the right side to O'Neill. O'Neill in the corner over to Rader. Rader right back to Breyer. Breyer holds, now to Lauer. Lauer dribbles to his left to Pischel. Pischel in the corner. Back out to Lauer. He'll dribble to the free throw line. jump stop in the lane going to Haintley, but knocked away into the hands of Pischel. Now over to Jackson Rader, down low to Haintley, and he is going to be fouled. Ace Cash, that's his second. Zach Haintley at the line. Free throw is up, and front ends it, no good. 18-16, Marysville with the lead, 3:10 to go here in the first half. Rhett Williams going to the scorer's table for Marysville. Haintley misses that one. Lauer knocks the rebound off the backboard. Concordia comes up with it. Dignery with the ball, he'll bring it up across midcourt. Directing traffic, comes around to the right side. Looking into Parker, but Haintley's doing a good job fronting him up. And Lauer's going to steal this pass, drive in the lane, lays it up and in. Lauer with his first points of the ball game, and Marysville extends their lead now 20-16 with 2:44 to play here in the half. Underneath to Parker. Nice lob into Parker. He'll put it up and in. He's got 10. Marysville leads it 20-18. Jackson Rader with the three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Trost. Trost up the floor, driving in the lane, and he'll lay it up and in. We're now tied at 20. O'Neal with the ball. He'll drive baseline, and I was just about to say it looked like he might have gotten his forearm out there, and he's called for the offensive foul. Rhett Williams comes in, and that was on O'Neal. That's his first. 2:10 to play here in the first half. Tied at 20. Trost with the ball. Ball game has two undefeated teams, and Lauer's called for the foul. That's his first. Ninth foul, so still a 1-1 situation here. Joey Henderson's free throw off the mark. No good. Pisa with the ball to Jackson Rader for three at the top, and he'll hit it. Jackson Rader with his second three-pointer of the ball game, 23-20. Marysville leads. Bingry with the ball for Concordia. Quickly down the floor. Now to the right side. He's going to drive baseline. Dumps it off to Trost. Trost lays it up and in. 23-22. Marysville leads. Briar O'Neal drives. Spins. And he is fouled by either Cash or Trost. I believe it's going to be on Trost. And it is. That's his first. Briar O'Neal. Looking to get in the scorebook at the line, shooting two. Free throw, good. Ben Kirkland back in the ballgame. Lauer comes out. 1:34 to play here in the half. Bulldogs on top, 24-22. Briar O'Neal. Second shot, he is good. 25-22 Bulldogs. Trost with the ball for the Panthers. He'll bring it up across midcourt. Dribble penetrates to the left side, all the way to the hoop, lays it up, and good. Quick first step. He's got 10 points. 1-point lead for Marysville with 1:18 to play here in the half. Briar O'Neal thought about a three. Now back out over to Pischel, quickly to Kirkland, now to the left side to Rader. Rader into O'Neal. O'Neal pumping up, round, and good. O'Neal with 4 points, 27-24, Marysville on top with a minute to play in the half. Trost dribbles, kicks it out to the left side. 3-point shot is good for Joey Henderson. And Gavin Pischel quickly takes it down the lane, lays it up and in. 29-27, Marysville lead, 38 seconds to play here in the half. Fingery. Out of the left, over to Henderson, back to Bingry, back to Henderson. On the three-point line, along the sideline to Trost. Trost, long two, rattles in and good. We're back tied at 29. Breyer O'Neill drives the lane, lays it up and in. Boy, back and forth here this last 6 seconds. Not that long ago, I was thinking about commenting about how low of a score it was, but both teams really have turned it up the last minute, and a foul and a bucket. Chase Parker is fouled by Williams. Brett Williams will pick up his second. That foul and the bucket will give Chance Parker an opportunity to give his team a one-point lead with 1.2 seconds left to play here in the half. We're tied at 31. Parker's free throw, no good. Rebound attempt by Eason Atwood. He got the board and tried to flip it up at the same time because 1.2 seconds, it does not fall. So we are tied here at the half. We got a good one for you. 31 all between Marysville and Concordia. Here, listen, high school basketball at KNDY.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2020 Chevy Equinox LT, 2020 Chevy Traverse Premier, 2020 Buick Encore Preferred, and the new 2021 Chevy Equinox Premier. Available and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Company Marysville has roots as a small welding shop growing into an internationally known supplier of farm, construction, and material handling equipment and trailers. Landall Company is looking for skilled people in welding, assembly, and fabrication, offering competitive wages and an excellent benefits package. Join the team that gets the job done right. Apply online at Landall.com. Landall Company Marysville, an equal opportunity employer, small town pride known worldwide.
Every family has someone that is hard to buy for during the holiday season, but we're sure that you can put a smile on their face without putting a hole in your wallet with a gift from RX Drug. And with the extra money you'll save, you can stop recycling old gift wrap and find new exciting patterns for only $1.99 a roll. So whatever it is, a truck for your nephew, a doll for your niece, or new hair products for your stubborn teen, we will make your holiday shopping easier. For all your shopping needs at one convenient location, stop by RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
When you're raising cattle, you have your standards. The right feed, plenty of pasture. As your ag financial partner, we've got our standards too. Like being there to help you run your business with the loans and appraisals you need. Raising cattle and raising standards. So stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Marysville High School. We're at the half. I told you it could have been a close and good one. Well, so far, I'm right. We're tied at 31 in a battle of unbeaten 2-0 Concordia and 3-0 Marysville. Let's go ahead and take a look at your scoring stats first. For Concordia, they're led by Wyatt Trost and Chase Parker, each with 12 points. Ace and Cass with 4, and Joey Henderson with 3 points. For Marysville, Gavin Peachell leads the way with 14 points. Briar O'Neill and Jackson Rader with 6 points each. Ben Kirkland with 3. And Jack Lauer with 2 points. It was a low-scoring one, I guess you could say, in the first quarter. Not too bad. Concordia was on top, 12-9. And in the second quarter, both teams really kind of pick things up. Marysville outscores Concordia in the second quarter, 22-19. Just like in the girls' game, I guess you can see kind of free throws are playing a part a little bit. Concordia 0 for 3 from the line. Marysville 4 for 9. Tied at 31 here at the half. We'll take a timeout. Come back with more after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
Routine vision care is an important part of your overall health right from birth. Blue River Eye Care in downtown Marysville is dedicated to your vision and keeping your eyes healthy. We offer comprehensive vision care from basic exams to medical care for ocular diseases, contact lens fittings for all eyes, have 24-hour emergency care, and offer free comprehensive exams from birth through age 5. Visit our website at blueriverEyeCare.com, visit our Facebook page, or call the office for your appointment today. Blue River Eye Care. The difference is clear.
Get your hungry crew fed no matter what time it is. CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort have the snacks, drinks, and food your family loves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy, juicy Bird Shack fried chicken, and sandwiches and salads made to order. With 2 stores and delivery options in Marysville and a store in Frankfort, get your grub wherever you are. Call ahead, get it delivered, or just stop in now and satisfy your hunger at CJ Express.
Seems like everyone wants a big green egg for Christmas, and rightfully so. It's the most versatile barbecue and cooking product on the market with endless capabilities. From appetizers, entrees, and dessert, the big green egg can do it all. Check them out at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, along with a great line of accessories to enhance your backyard barbecue experience. And with a range of sizes, there's a big green egg to fit your lifestyle. Make your list and check it twice at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. If we don't have what you're looking for, we'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
And welcome back to Marysville High School. We're at the half of game number 2 between Concordia and Marysville, and we are knotted up at 31. If you are just joining us and did not catch the first ball game, Marysville girls pick up their first win of the season. They defeated Concordia 53-27. Take a look at your scoring there, and that one real quickly. Kendall Reynolds leads the way for the Lady Panthers with 9 points. Hannah Acree and Zoe Bouchard each have 6 points. Chloe Conway with 4 and Jared Nordell with 2 points. For Marysville, they were led by Madison Rodelbaum with 17. Eva Peschel with 11 points. Macy Raver added in 9. Linda Franco, 8. And Lady Schaefer with 3 points. Here's the half. Concordia is led by Wyatt Trost and Chase Parker with 12 points each. Mason Cash has 4, and Joey Henderson with 3 points. And for Marysville, they're led by Gavin Peachell with 4, Briar O'Neill and Jackson Rader 6, Ben Kirkland, 3 points, and Flower with two. Let's take a quick timeout. Come back, get you ready for quarter number three. Count it up at 31 between Concordia and Marysville here on KNDY.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway Wiegers in Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
And welcome back to Marysville High School. We're here at the half. Tied at 31. We got Brent Williams, Jackson Rader, Gavin Fischel, Ben Kirkland, and where's the other one? Briar O'Neill on the floor for Marysville to start the third quarter. And the Bulldogs will get the ball as well. Ben Kirkland has it. Kirkland with the ball. Now he'll dribble around. Here the top key. Left side to Briar O'Neill. He'll pull up for three. It's front of the rim. Rebound underneath by Kirkland. Kirkland pump fake up. Shot no good. Brett Williams with a rebound. He'll kick it out to Rader for three. Shot is short. Vignery with a rebound for Concordia. Up the floor. Up over to Trost. Trost. Left side to Holbrook. Holbrook. Up top now to Caldwell. Caldwell. Back to the right side to Chase Parker. Parker to Trost. Back to Parker. Cross-court pass to Vignery. He'll pull up for three. Side of the rim, no good. And Holbrook and Williams fight for the rebound. And a jump ball is called. It will be Concordia ball. Jeff Colgren. Lobs it to Parker. Parker goes up with it. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. That one's no good. Fight for the board. And Jackson Rader comes up with it. Quickly down the floor over to Gavin Fischel. Fischel dumps it off to Williams. Fires it up and in. Williams gets in the book and gives Marysville the lead, 33-31. Big menu with the ball. He'll come around to the right side. Here the side. I'm going to lob it into Parker. And there were three Bulldogs all over. They're going to call a foul. I believe on Kirkland. Kirkland or Williams. It's going to be on Ben Kirkland. It'll be his second. But I guess when you're 6'6", and even though you're guarded by three guys, if you lob it up there, you're probably still going to get the ball more times than not. Inbound to Trost, and Trost quickly puts it up and in. He's got 14. We're back tied at 33. 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. Ben Kirkland with the ball along the sideline. Rader, O'Neill. O'Neill has it knocked away by Trost. Trost, they're fighting for it. Trost tips it and goes to Colgren, and he'll lay it up and in. Jack Lauer going to the scorer's table for Marysville. Kirkland with the ball along the sideline up to O'Neill. O'Neill bounce pass to Pichel, and Pichel has it knocked away by Colgren, and he'll lay it up and in. So back-to-back steals and buckets. And Pichel is called for the foul. So, okay, so the bucket is not good, or it was on the floor. And pass down low to Colgren. Colgren shot no good, and now we got a whistle. I think maybe he stepped on the line on the rebound. Cap Colbert, a lob it to Parker. Parker out to Trost, long two, rims it out, no good. Lauer with the rebound, but it's knocked away and taken away by Colbert. And Lauer is going to be called for the foul. will be his second. Very sloppy here to start things off for Marysville here in the second half. Aldrin makes the bucket on the first free throw. Second one is good. ...37-33, Marysville trails it. Jackson Raiders swings over to Kirkland. Kirkland hands it off to Pichel. Pichel gets a pick from Williams. He's going to drive, kicks it back to Williams. Williams goes up. He is fouled. It does not fall, but he'll get two shots. Chase Parker will pick up his first foul of the ball game. Team's first foul of the half. And Rhett Williams, 0 for 1 at the line, now 0 for 2. Second shot on the way for Williams is up, and he'll hit that one. Williams with 3 points, and it's a 3-point lead for Concordia with 5.5 to play here in the third quarter. Aldrin bringing the ball up the floor, guarded by Kirkland, now up top over to Vickery. Vickery lofts the ball off his foot, but he'll get it back over to Colgren. Colgren to the high post. Back out over to Vickery. Vickery now top of the key to Colgren. Colgren dribble penetrates, gets some room to the hoop, lays it up and in. 39-34, 5:05 to play here in the third quarter. Ben Kirkland over to Lauer, back to Kirkland. Bounce pass to Williams in the paint. Back out to Lauer for three, and it is good. Jack Lauer with 5. 39-37. Marysville trails it. Baldwin with the ball. Trost. Over to Holbrook. Vickery now with it on the right side. He holds. Now he'll dribble around to the right side. Into the corner. Flips it up. Ball tipped and taken away to Rhett Williams. They were going into Parker, but Rhett says no. Kirkland with the ball. He'll pull up for three. Good. Kirkland with 6 points. And Marysville takes a 1-point lead, 40-39. Concordia takes a timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Hidden phone trade-ins, hidden plan requirements, hidden catches. You won't find any of those at U.S. Cellular because we do things differently. And that means you can get the Samsung Galaxy S20 FE or Google Pixel 5 for free with no hidden requirements all season long. U.S. Cellular. Upgrade to fair. Terms and conditions apply. See store uscellular.com for details.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in a new approach, one that puts you first. Visit 517 Broadway in Marysville. Choose fair.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Blue Valley Technologies.
We hope you enjoy lots of merriment with family and friends.
Whether in the real world or the virtual one.
We also thank you for your support during this challenging year.
And the opportunity to help keep you connected.
Are you expecting Santa to put new devices under the tree?
Ask us about an internet speed upgrade.
Contact us today at bluevalley.net.
Have a safe,
connected,
and happy holiday season.
And welcome back to Marysville High School. We're enjoying a pretty good ball game here. Quarter number 3, 1-point lead for the Bulldogs with 4:18 to play here in the third. Concordia will inbound it. They were not on the floor. They better hurry. Okay, almost got a 5-second violation called on it. Colgren over to Trost. They'll bring it up across midcourt. Trost left side. Colgren with the ball. Cash now with it. Back to Trost, and Lauer's going to get the steal. Lauer weaves his way through the defense. He'll take it up in the lane. Shot in and out. No good. Fight for the board. Rebounded by Holbrook. Still a 1-point lead for Marysville. 3:50 to play here in the third quarter. Trost just inside the 3-point line at the top of the key. Now over to Colgren. Colgren underneath to Parker. Parker on the paint. Puts it up and in on the block. 41-40. Marysville trails it now by one. Lauer drives, and we're going to have a foul here on Chase Parker. It'll be his second. Jack Lauer at the line with 5 points. Free throw, good. .331 to play here in the third quarter. We're back tied at 41 now. And tie no more as Lauer hits the free throw, giving the Bulldogs a one-point lead, 42-41. Culver, never gonna cross midcourt, drives near the block, kicks it out to Cash. Cash, one dribble, all right side to Trost. Trost dribbles right, comes back left. Alba Culver. Back with Cash, gonna go underneath to Parker. Parker turns, spins, shot up, no good. Rick Williams with a rebound over to Jackson Raider up the floor for the Bulldogs. Raider up top. 3-point shot taken by Peyton Smith. No good. It's going to go out of bounds and be Concordia ball. Ben Kirkland and Briar O'Neill in for Pischel and Raider. 42-41. Marysville lead. 2:55 to play here in the third quarter. Trost for the ball. Right step cross midcourt. Over the left side to Caldwin. Caldwin looking at inside, nothing there. Gets a pick from Parker. Parker rolls, but he doesn't get it. Dahlgren kicks it out. Top of the key for Cash. Shot no good. Rebound bouncing around into the hands of Ben Kirkland. Kirkland off to the races. Lays it up and in. He's got 8 points, and it's a 3-point lead for Marysville with 2:23 to play here in the third quarter, 44-41. Dahlgren brings it up across the timeline. He'll dribble left side, hands it off to Cash. Cash near the volleyball line at the top. Now to the right side to Trost. Trost dribbles to his left. Goes top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Lobs it underneath to Dahlgren. Going to the hoop. Lays it up and in. He's got 8 all here in the third quarter. 1-point lead for Marysville. And Briar O'Neill is called for the carry. Trost will inbound in front of the Marysville bench to Culgren. Guarded by Briar O'Neill. Culgren brings it up across midcourt, goes to the left side, still with a dribble, dribbles to his right. Here in the center circle, picks up his dribble. Out of the left side to Holbrock. Nearly traveled over Trost, the free throw line, and swatted away out of his hands. Well, let's see who's going to call this on. Kirkland looking like it's on him, and it is. Third foul on Ben Kirkland. Jackson Raider and Gavin Pischel in. Lauer and Peyton Smith out for the Bulldogs. 44-43. Marysville on top. 1:34 to play here in the third quarter. Cash for the ball near the top of the key. Left side over to Trost. Trost dribble penetrates to the block, has it knocked away, but he'll get it. And what do we got? 3-second violation called on the Panthers, and Marysville's going to get it back with 1:25 to play in the third quarter. 1-point lead for the Bulldogs, 44-43. Gavin Pischel with the ball. Jogs it up cross midcourt, goes over to the right side to Kirkland. Going into Williams, tipped away, but Marysville keeps with possession. Pischel with the ball on the left side over to O'Neill. O'Neill back out over to Pischel. Pischel dribble for the left into O'Neill. O'Neill baseline corner back out. Now swings it over to Kirkland. Kirkland dribble penetrates in the lane and he makes the bucket, but they're going to say it's on the floor. How he even got it up, he kind of weaved his way through. That's on Tyler Hobrock. That's his score. It was on the foul. On the floor, but on the inbound, Jackson Raider's call for the travel. Those of you watching on the BBTV, maybe we'll have the replay of that. I didn't quite see it, but who knows? Maybe I'm blind. Trost with the ball. 44-43, Marysville with a one-point lead. Culver with it, drives to the block, spotted away by O'Neill, but it goes right back to Culver. Now to Vingery. Vingery drives, pump fake, near the corner, back out over to Trost. Trost dribbles out of the left side to Culver. Back to Vingery. 36 seconds to play here in the quarter. going into Parker, and Parker and Williams tied up, jump ball, possession, Bulldogs. Chase Parker had 12 points at the half. As we wind down the third quarter, easily got 14 total. Jackson Rayner for three, rims in and out, no good. Trust with a rebound. 23 seconds to play here in the third. 44-43, Bulldogs on top. Trost with the ball, kicks it out to Vingry. He'll drive near the free throw line, backs it up, center circle. Now comes to his left, dribbles to his right. Baldwin now with it. Backs it up near midcourt. Comes to his right and calls for the carry. So with 4.4 seconds left to play here in the fourth, or excuse me, third quarter, all these scores, 4.4, 44-43. In the third, Peyton Smith in, Briar O'Neill out. Raider inbounds it to Peaceful. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Over the left side, pulls up for three, and no good. At the end of three, Marysville on top, 44-43. You're listening to high school basketball at KNDY.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local farmers insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5169.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Decent cash for the ball, going to lob it underneath to Parker. Parker was going out of bounds, so he tries to save it, but goes right in the hands of Lauer. Lauer kicks it out over to Jackson Rader. Rader drives. Now back out to Peaceful. Three-point shot, no good. Williams with a rebound underneath. Up big, that one's no good. Mike Fort and Concordia comes up with it. Cav Caldwin with 8 points. Is it the Trost? And Trost is going to be fouled. Brett Williams tried to take the charge. That's his third. But Cam Colgren with 8 points, all in the third quarter. Inbound to Parker. Parker has it ripped away by Gavin Peaceau. Peaceau up the floor, drives, little Euro step in the lane, puts it up and in. 46-43, Marysville on top, 50 seconds into the fourth quarter. Trost with it, over to Cash. Cash, one dribble, back to Trost. Underneath to Holbrock. Holbrock lays it up and in. Holbrock in the books for the first time in a ball game. 1 point lead for the Bulldogs, 46-45. We're going to have a foul here. As Lauer puts up a shot, I think it's going to be here underneath in the paint. Not sure what's going on here. It's going to be on Holbrook. And according to my book, that's fine. Yep. Well, he just got his first points of the ballgame, and he fouls out. I'm not real sure what's... Something might have been said because things that are, of the limited fans that are here, the thing with that is you can hear a lot. I didn't hear anything on the floor, but you can hear what parents are here saying some things. Nonetheless, he is out. That's one big body for the Panthers that is out that Marysville could maybe try to attack here. We're going to have a foul on the missed shot on the rebound. Is Peyton Smith is going to pick up his fourth. It's the team six, so no shooting. 46-45, Cam Colgren with the ball for Concordia, brings it up. Over the left side, picks up the dribble, over to Trost. Trost, looking like he wants a pick, he'll get it. Comes around to his left, pulls up for three, shot for the rim, bounces around, no good. Jackson Rader with a rebound. Lobs it over to O'Neal. O'Neal right back to Rader. Rader at the center court, M. Now he'll dribble around to his right. Back to the left, O'Neal. Skip pass over to Gavin for three. Hits the side of the backboard, no good. Smith for the rebound, fight for it. And I think we're going to have a foul here on Colbert. And it is. That's his fourth. Team Smith, so no shooting. 1 point lead for Marysville with 5:56 to play here in the fourth quarter, 46-45. Gavin Pisha with the ball on the left side of the timeline. Now he'll bring it up across midcourt over to the right side to Rader. Rader in the corner now to Kirkland. Back to Jackson. Swings it over to O'Neal. Reverses it now over to Pisha. Pisha to Kirkland in the paint. Nice little move by the little guy. Lays it up and in. Up there gets the big trees up. He'll go and put it up and in. 48-45. Bulldogs on top. 5.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Colgren, he'll drive all the way into the paint. Has the ball knocked out of his hands. He'll get it back over to Trost. Trost out to Cash. Cash on the inside. Cross-court pass back to Colgren. He'll pull up for three. Shot no good. Parker with a rebound. Then O'Neal grabs it. Jump ball. Possession. Marysville. Brett Williams back into the game. Peyton Smith in. Concordia takes a timeout. Bulldogs on top, 48-45. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
5:12 to play here in the fourth quarter. Marysville on top, 48-45. Pisha with the ball now up top to O'Neal. O'Neal left side to Jackson Rader beyond the three-point line. Back to Breyer. Now to Kirkland. Kirkland dribbles out over to Pisha. Pisha drives baseline, stops near the block. Back out to Kirkland. Jackson Rader with the ball. Has it knocked out of his hands. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay Bulldog ball. 48-45 Marysville, 4:50 to play here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Rader will inbound it in the baseline underneath his own basket. Lob it up over to Pichel. Gavin drives, changes direction as he steps up into the lane, puts it up and in. He's got 18 points, and it's a 5-point lead for the Bulldogs. 4:36 to play here in the fourth quarter. Chop over to Colgren on the right side near the sideline. Now he'll drive, stops at the top of the key over to Vingry. Vingry backs it up. Now he'll dribble, penetrate to the right side. Out over to Cash. Cash left side to Trost. Trost, room in the lane, lays it up and in. Trost with 16 points. He had 12 with the half. Pisha with it near the free throw line. Out to Breyer O'Neal. Now he'll drive in the lane. Floater up. Bounces high. No good. Brett Williams with a rebound. He'll hand it off to O'Neal, and O'Neal's going to be fouled. Vignery with his second foul. Team six, no shooting. 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. 50-47, Marysville lead. Jackson Raider inbounds it to Kirkland, up top to Williams. Williams back over to Pichot. Passes over to Kirkland. Kirkland has it taken away into the hands of Trost. Trost driving a lane, lays it up and in. Marysville leads it now by one with 3:40 to play here in the fourth. Jackson Raider now over to O'Neill. Back to Raider. Long three. Left side. Jackson Raider. It's his third 3-4 of the ball game. They lead it 53-49. Timeout. We'll be back after this.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
3:33 left to play here in the fourth quarter. 4-point lead for Marysville, 53-49. Cordia whips the ball. Vigory guarded by O'Neill. He'll bring it up across midcourt. Now bounce pass to Trost. Trost looking in. Now he'll dribble penetrate. Gives it to Parker on the block. Puts it up and in. Parker with 16. 53-51. Deal with it on the left sideline. Bounce pass to Raider. He'll pull up for another three. Back of the rim. No good. Rebounded underneath by Colgren. Colgren up the 4-4 Concordia. Out over the left side of Vigory. Vigory. Cross-court pass to Trost. Trost looking inside. Ball went off his foot. Fight for it. He went over and back. Concordia officials are saying that it was touched by a Marysville player. I was focusing so much on the ball going to the line, I guess I really didn't even look to see who, if a Marysville player did touch it. Over to O'Neill. O'Neill drives up and in. Nice pass to Breyer. O'Neill flying to the hoop. He'll put it up and in. 55-51. Marysville with the lead. They're going into Parker and Williams. Brett knocks it out. Jack Lauer coming back into the ball game. Inbounded to Vignery. Now over to Trost. Trost to the left side to Colgren. And looks like we're going to have an offensive foul on Colgren. Cash is called for the foul. That'll be his third. Inbound to Pichel. Gavin bringing the ball off the floor. Brings it up cross midcourt over to Lauer for a three on the wing. Shot no good. Rebounded underneath by Colgren. Colgren long pass. Intercepted by Lauer. Lauer long pass to Kirkland. Kirkland pumping up. Good. He's got 12 and it's a 6-point lead for the Bulldogs. 57-51. Concordia takes a timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Alliance Insurance would like to take a moment to thank our customers for the continued business and wish you all a safe and happy holiday. Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance for all your insurance needs. 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393. Happy holidays!
2:07 to play here in the fourth quarter. Marysville on top, 57-51. And speaking of one, Concordia with just one timeout left. Marysville with four. And it will be Concordia ball at midcourt. Vickery will inbound it on the far sideline, gets it into Colgren on the right side. Now he'll bring it up across midcourt, drives around to the right side, still with the dribble. Now picks it up, looking inside to Parker. Parker has it taken away by Williams. And then Parker, maybe a little bit of frustration, he's called for the foul. That'll be his third. I mean, I know he's 6'6", but I'm kind of shocked that they constantly go into him. I mean, the Bulldogs got three guys around him. And if you're going to go into the 6'6 guy, fine, but they're not keeping the ball high, and Marysville's taking advantage of it. Williams will hit the free throw, hit the back of the rim on the free throw attempt. Looked like it was going in. 57-51, Marysville with a lead. Cash with the ball, nearly traveled. Nope, he did travel. Thought maybe he kept that pivot foot down, but just came to drug it a little bit. And substitution coming in for Concordia, Joey Henderson in. Bound to Jackson Rader, 146 to play here in the fourth quarter. Has it knocked away. Rader gets it. And he calls a timeout. Let's see. Did he get the timeout or is he out? Let's see. They're having a discussion. And nope, they're going to call a travel. He tried. It was a great, not only mental effort, but it actually was a great physical effort, too, to be able to do all that, try to stay in bounds, get the timeout. 6-point lead for Marysville with 1:40 to play here in the fourth quarter. And Lauer's going to get the steal. Hands it off over to Pichel. Pichel will hold now. He's going to wait and set it up. Look for Concordia to maybe start fouling here as Trost will pick up his second. That's a 9th foul. So Pichel still with a 1-1. He's got 18. To say the Concordia coach is not happy would be a major understatement. Pichel hits the free throw. 7-point lead. Second free throw on the way is up and hits the front of the rim. No good. Colgren with a rebound over to Vickery. Vickery drives into the corner, near the sideline, hands it off over the throat. He'll direct traffic. Lobs it to the right side. Colgren back to Vickery. Vickery, long two, rims in and out. No good. Williams with a big rebound. Williams started to take off, but then he holds it. Jackson Rader with the ball. 1:04 to play here in the fourth quarter. Rader to the right side to Lauer. Lauer to Pichel. Pichel beats his way through, and he's going to be fouled either by Vickery or Colgren. It's on Vickery. That's his third. Team's 10, so we are in a double bonus situation here with Pichel at the line. He'll shoot two. 7-point lead with 57 seconds left to play, and he'll hit that one. Another opportunity here. I thought maybe Marysville was going to take a timeout. Second shot is up. Ryer O'Neal will check into the ballgame. Jack Lauer out. 9-point lead for Marysville. Under a minute to play. Vickery inbounds it to Colgren. Colgren bringing the ball up the floor. Crosses midcourt to Vickery. Vickery launches a three, back of the rim, bounces high, O'Neal with a rebound. O'Neal now over to Kirkland. Kirkland is fouled by either Vickery or Colgren. I believe it's going to be on Colgren. Nope, I am wrong. Vickery with his fourth foul. Ben Kirkland at the line, shooting two. It's a 9-point lead. Concordia is going to take their final timeout of the ball game. We'll take one as well. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
A Tisket, a Tasket, a big old Christmas basket sale at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Purchase a Christmas basket tote for $9.99 and save 20% on everything you can fit inside. So get ready to cram it, jam it, stuff it, and save big through Sunday at Reflections, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Seconds left to play here in the fourth quarter. Marysville on top by 960-51. Concordia now out of timeouts. They're in the double bonus. Marysville, as long as they can, I'm going to assume Concordia coming out of this is foul, but Marysville again up by 9. It was tied at 31 at the half. And Marysville really kind of come out. They hit 2 3-pointers in the third quarter. But they've really just been attacking and been to the line 6 times now here in the fourth quarter alone. Kirkland, free throw is up and good. 10-point ball game with 43 seconds to play. Second shot is up, and rims in and out, no good. Williams with a rebound out over to Raider. Raider is going to dribble it around here. Hopefully Concordia doesn't foul. And Kirkland has the ball taken away. Colgren drives, and then he is going to be fouled by Kirkland. That'll be his fourth. Yep, Colgren at the line. It was 8 points. He had 8 all in the third quarter and has yet to score here in the fourth. He misses that first free throw. 30.2 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Marysville on top by 10, 61-51. Shot is up and good. Marysville takes a timeout, maybe even just to bring in subs. But as we're winding down here in this ballgame, it's a full timeout, so we'll take one as well. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else? A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Scorer's table for Concordia. I do not have a 20 on my roster. They got this roster directly from the school earlier today, so I don't know who that would be. Stack in here next to me. Alexis Garcia is in for Concordia. And I was going to say, Marysville better take another timeout as they were close to a 5-second violation, but no, it is a 5-second violation. They did not get the timeout in time. Or did they? They did. And it's a full timeout, but we'll just take a quick one. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY. Bulldogs on top, 61-52 with 30 seconds to play.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
It's a full timeout, but Concordia is off the floor and ready to go. Bulldogs on top, 61-52. 30.2 seconds left to play here in the fourth quarter. Marysville did get the timeout, so Briar O'Neill will inbound it. Long baseline, gets it in to Jackson Rader. Rader flips it to Kirkland. Kirkland now to Pichel. Pichel's going to hold. Here comes the trap, and they're going to foul. That's Cass Fulgrim's fifth. And that'll put Marysville at the line. Gavin Pichel will get two shots. He's got 21. Now he's got 22. 10-point lead for Marysville at 19.7 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Second shot is up, and he'll hit it. Inbound to Trost. Trost brings up cross midcourt. He's going to drive all the way into lane, and Williams, oh, thought maybe he got a clean block, but he's called for the foul. That's his fourth. Trost with 18, now he's got 19. Ten-point lead for Marysville. Nine-point lead as he'll hit the second free throw. Inbound to Pichel. Pichel now with a Rader. Rader flips it. Kirkland with the ball. Should do it here as Marysville's just going to dribble it out. Bulldogs win it 63-54. They will improve to 4-0 on the year. And Concordia falls to 2-1. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Come back. Take a look at your scoring stats and wrap things up. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
And welcome back to Marysville High School. It was a Marysville sweep tonight over Concordia. In the boys' game, the Bulldogs win it 63-54. Let's take a look at your scoring stats here first for Concordia. Wyatt Trost led the way with 20 points. Chase Parker with 16, followed by Kev Culgren with 9 points. Mason Cash with 4, Joey Henderson 3, and Tyler Hobrod with 2 points. Marysville was led by Gavin Fischel with 23 points, followed by Ben Kirkland with 13, Jackson Rader 9, Briar O'Neill with 8 points, Jack Lauer with 7, and Rhett Williams with 3. Concordia led it at the end of the first quarter, 12-9. Marysville outscoring the Panthers 22-19 in the second quarter. It was tied up at 31 apiece at the half. Marysville outscoring Concordia 13-12 in the third quarter, and then 19-11 in the fourth to win it 63-54. Again, Marysville improves to 4-0. The Panthers of Concordia fall to 2-1. In our first game of the night, Marysville girls win it. They get their first win of the season. They defeat Concordia 53-27. We'll have a recap and scores here for you later on this evening on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show. There was some cancellations, but we still had plenty of scores, and we'll get those to you in a little bit later. Again, Marysville wins it. They win the doubleheader over Concordia. Girls win the first one, 53-27, and the boys win it 63-54. You've been listening to high school basketball on KNDY. Thanks, and good night.
At your service 24-7, on air, online, and on our mobile app. News, weather, sports, and more. Yours from KNDY.